Has one of the Inland Empire's Republican members of Congress gone missing? That's what the political activist group called Indivisible would lead you to believe. In an interview with her colleague, Victor Valley Daily Press political reporter Shay Johnson, Victor Valley Daily Press reporter Charity Lindsay explains the regional impact of this political trend of chasing after Republican members of Congress.
According to the Indivisible website, more than 4,500 local groups have signed up with the purpose of resisting President Donald Trump's immigration and refugee orders. I spoke with Shay Johnson to further explain.
So these Indivisible groups are groups that we've seen spawn nationwide in response to the Donald Trump election. They're essentially anti-Trump groups taking on the strategy that we saw from the Tea Party movement during the Obama administration, meaning that they've adopted this very hyper-local strategy of activism.
The Daily Press began covering Indivisible's actions when local chapters criticized 8th Congressional Representative Paul Cook for his support of Trump's orders. The 8 chapters in San Bernardino County took part in a trending campaign aimed at Republican Congress members, deeming them missing when they believed them to be avoiding town hall meetings.
With Paul Cook, they basically put his photo on a milk carton and put it in stores in Crestline. And so if you went into a Crestline store and bought some milk, you might see a missing Paul Cook poster. And so that grabbed national attention. That was picked up by the Rachel Maddow Show. CNN did a story. It was the perfect timing because we're really at a point where these town halls are getting a lot of national attention.
Following this creative marketing ploy, the local Indivisible chapters hosted an event outside the Apple Valley Town Hall last week to draw even more attention.
They held a candlelight vigil for the Republican congressman, again with the same idea of him being missing. So they held candles in the sky or up in the air. They played songs. They changed the words to American Pie and Dust in the Wind to be a little bit more political. And again, sought to put pressure on Cook to host a town hall in April. And they've said that regardless of whether or not he attends, they're going to host a town hall in April, which is the next congressional recess. And they'll just talk to an empty chair if he doesn't show.
Johnson reported in the Daily Press that Cook's office's response included calling Indivisible local agitators. And while Cook said he's open to having conversation with his constituents, he's adverse to the risk of chaotic political protests and hasn't announced plans to host a town hall anytime soon. For KVCR News, I'm Charity Lindsay.